Sandy Dragoo. She is the CEO and Executive Director for CATA. Sandy, Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you.
I want to get you on the phone. I received some emails from some people who were a little concerned about a place where CATA does a lot of business. And we're talking about the location downtown. It's been the site of a murder. Someone was shot and killed there, and also an assault later the same day. And it made me wonder, after receiving these emails, how the security worked there. Who was responsible? Was it the police? Was it CATA? And I just wanted you to have an opportunity to address that.
Well, that's a lot of questions all wrapped up into one, Tony. I mean, we have had security there ever since we opened in 1997. I am always very pleased whenever anyone goes down to the center, and they will ask me, you know, how long have we had that open? And I tell them, and they'll say, "Oh my goodness, it looks like it's a brand new center." We take great pride in that center, and pay lots for security, and we take very seriously the security that we have. This fight between these two guys was brought to our place. I mean, this was an argument that had been brought between these two guys. It wasn't something that was there. This was something these two guys brought it to us. And so then, you know, it keeps being called this CATA shooting and CATA this and CATA that. And you know, it makes it unfortunate that that's what it was. And we know it was at our place, but we take it seriously. We're very sorry that it happened. We have cameras there. We have security there. We have over 3,000 people a day that are in and out of that facility. I don't know what else that we can say. We are part of society. This is part of society. We take it serious. We feel very bad about this. But I don't know what people are wanting us to say to this whole thing.
Well,
so
as the
tell me more. Mm-hmm. Tell me more what you'd like me to respond to.
Well, I want you to respond to the fact that, you know, just in some conversations that I've had, you know, when you look at the information, it says Desmond Doris was shot and killed at the CATA Transfer Center.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and it sounds like you don't think that's fair.
I think you're right. Yes, I don't think that's fair. You know, I read the paper this morning, and as I counted, six times in that article, it either says CATA or it says the bus station. Does that happen in other places, that it says the shooting was at the particular location, or does it talk about the shooting? This was outside. It was at the far south end of our building. This was brought to us, and I'm not saying that we're not responding to what this was. I'm not saying that at all. So as I try to talk about it, I don't want anyone to say, gee, she's wiping her hands of it, she's not doing anything about this. I went down there, I was there the rest of the evening. I was there at 6:30 yesterday morning. We are there. We are there all the time. We respond to this. We talk about this. We have security there. We put more security on there to be sure that we are responding to this. I have been talking with Chief Szymanski. I've been talking with Captain Hall. We work hand in hand with the police department all the time. We deal with what we deal with there. We are a part of society.
Do you think that the Cata name was used because it's a location that people can identify with and know exactly where this happened? Or do you think that this is something that's being done to pick on Cata, if you will?
Oh, I don't know, Tony. I don't know. You know how hard we work to make our image and to keep our image be very strong and very clean and very good. And so I'm always going to respond in trying to keep it very strong and very good.
Well,
so
I
just always like to have it associated with good, and so I want people to think about Cata as being buses. I want that CTC. Way back in 97 when we were talking about building there and making a transportation center, and as we were talking about how we were getting the federal funds and state funds to build it, and it was, oh, it's going to be a bus depot, and I kept saying over and over, no, it's not going to be a depot. It's not going to be a depot. It's going to be a transportation center. So we got people to see that it was indeed a transportation center, and we were having buses come in and transfer and everything else. And I think we have proven that it is not a bus depot. So with all of those things in mind, and as long as I've been around and as long as Cata has been around, we've tried to prove that we are a transportation authority, and we are positive, and we try doing things good for the community. So then we always want to be that we do things good for the community. So, you know, we'd like to have it be that as sad as it was, as you know, bad as we feel about this happening, that it's tragic that it happened, but keep it to the fact that it was a tragic happening and that it doesn't have to be tied in with Cata. It was a tragic happening, but it keeps coming up over and over that it was the Cata tragic. No, it was a tragic happening. And so it keeps coming back as being the Cata tragedy, the Cata shooting, the Cata this, the Cata that. And that's what I, you know, would just like to not have the things all tied together, that it was the Cata thing.
All right, thanks.
So that's just what I'm speaking to.
All right, Sandy, thanks so much for coming on the program with us this morning.
Okay, you're welcome.